We saw a lot of tech cloud so far. Hopefully, I'll say every word on this tech cloud in my presentation. I'll mention Nepomuk a couple of times more than the rest, Strigi, KDE, of course, and resources, which are the best. But there were a lot of tech clouds in this year's Academy. I saw them in a lot of presentations. Some I didn't get to take pictures of, so they're not here. But the biggest is on the nice bag we all got. And I noticed that Nepomuk is not on it, so bad. OK, anyway. So you know about how tags work. The first KDE4 applications that used tags and also ratings and comments and Nepomuk in general was Dolphin. So Dolphin was used to, Nepomuk in Dolphin was used to rate files, to tag them, to comment on them. And now GwenView uses Nepomuk, and it can read the same tags and ratings that were set to picture files in Dolphin. So everything is nicely integrated, and you can share data from one application to the other. Also, Conker has rating and tagging abilities now. And when you rate or tag a web page, it is automatically indexed by Strigi, so that you can do full text search on web pages that you don't have loaded in your browser now at the moment, so when you do the search. So here, you can search for metadata and Soprano, and since the page was tagged or rated, it's already indexed by Strigi so that you can search your Nepomuk repository and you find the web page. And you can do even more than just full text search. You can do search by the tags or by the type of the resource. In this case, it's a website. So we can search for type website and we get the page that has the content with metadata and Soprano. So Strigi indexes files on the desktop, but actually it indexes more than just files. It gets metadata about music files or music files, songs, bands, whatever, everything. It gets information about your contacts from your address book, and it puts all this data in the Nepomuk storage, and this is then used by all the applications because Nepomuk is central to the system, so accessible. For instance, we have now virtual folders, and we can search for more than just file names or content. We can search by tags. We can search, for instance, all the music files, and then we can say which of the music files or which of the files has the tag set to Academy in this case, but it would make sense to have tags set to whatever favorite or what. Also, because it indexes more than just files, you can search, for instance, contacts, and you can search emails, not by or calendar entries. So you can search anything you have on the desktop, because Strigi knows how to work on it. We have some Nepomuk in Amarok now because of Google Summer of Code project. So Amarok now has the ability to create virtual playlists, and this allows you to move files around and rename them and still have the playlist work properly. But there is much more that can be done with Amarok, and you'll see in the next slides. We have a semantic clipboard, which makes it really easy to copy and paste semantic data, like FOV file or any RDF data that you can find on the web or on your desktop even, and put it, for instance, in applications that support it, like the address book would be able to import a FOV file and extract even, so follow the links from the FOV file and get even more information about the person. This is my application, and it's a note-taking tool, which is not Keynote, so don't boo me. This links the notes to whatever resources you have indexed on your desktop. For instance, so far it only works with people, so with contacts from your address book. And when I write the name of someone from my address book, it will automatically create the link between the note and the person it references. And of course, it has tags, like everything in Nepomuk. So this is what we have now. But what can we have in the future, which is much, much cooler than what we have now? So we can have virtual folders for bookmarks. So we can use properties like the creation time of bookmarks to create category of latest bookmarks, or maybe even most recently used bookmarks, or the most important bookmarks would be the ones which have the largest number of tags or the largest number of references to them from other bookmarks that you have. Or maybe you can have a virtual bookmark folder called Nepomuk that would contain, or whatever you want, it doesn't have to be Nepomuk, that would contain all the bookmarks that reference Nepomuk in some way, either by having a tag set or by having Nepomuk in the content, or by being referenced by something that has Nepomuk in the content, or by referencing something that has Nepomuk. It doesn't matter. Everything is connected on the desktop if you use Nepomuk. You can have documents without actually having the files stored in a specific place, because it's hard to keep things organized on the desktop, because usually one file can be only in one folder at a time, except, of course, links, symbolic links or whatever. So you can create a file and just give it a name and a description if you want to, and then just select one of the types you have for it. So these types can be either predefined or defined by the user, and then you can load the file, not by going, clicking from folder to folder, but by selecting the metadata about it. It can also help in project management. For instance, usually people, when working on a project, would create a folder with the project name in, and put there all the documents related to the project, and put their saved web pages or whatever they work on, source code. But if you use Nepomuk, you don't have to have everything in one folder. You can have a resource of type project, and this resource can be linked to everything that relates to the project, like, for instance, people in the project, or files that belong to the project, or even web pages. And you don't have to get all the information and put it in one place, because you can create the references and the links between the resources. And they are all stored in the central repository, and therefore they are available to other applications, which can then find out who is working on the project and then send emails, for instance, to all the people involved. So I said that Amarok could be much improved by using Nepomuk. For instance, you could have the same song by the same artist belonging to the same album in different files. And for instance, you could have the same song coming from a live stream or from an audio CD that was once written with K3B. And all this information would be stored by Nepomuk and would be linked, so that when you would have, for instance, a band called The Shins and an album and song by them, the information relating them is stored in Nepomuk. And also, the song could be, for instance, the same song could be represented by two files. And one file would be a small MP3 file, and the other one would be a large FLAC file. And then when you play it in Amarok, you could, for instance, choose the large file so that the quality is good. But when you want to transfer it on a player, you would probably use the MP3 file because you want to have the transfer quickly. And all this would be easily done. And of course, Amarok would only see one song because the song is unique, even though the representation is doubled. This surprised one Amarok guy. How would it be to integrate Marble with Amarok and use Nepomuk to link data from Last.fm, for instance, to find out about concerts that the band you are playing at the moment is having in the future, and then use, for instance, geonames to find out, or if Marble doesn't have it already, to find out exactly where the concert takes place and then point it on a map and see, oh, I can go to this concert maybe tomorrow or next week and I should buy tickets. Also, this one is an idea that was also shown in the first keynote. How about making a social marble that would show on the map all the contacts that you have in your address book, or maybe all the friends that you have on Facebook, if that would export RDF soon. So you can do this with Nepomuk, because everything is stored in the same standardized map. Okay, now it works. So, social marble. This could happen if people would publish their locations in their contact, in their V-cards. Anyway, now I'm closing with what we have already. So it's Dolphin, Conquer, Gwenview, Amarok, and Kyo have already So work already with Nepomuk. What we hope to have is have Nepomuk in Marble and any other application. We are here to show you how to use Nepomuk because it's very easy now that we stabilized it a bit. It can do a lot of things, not only tagging and rating and commenting. It can organize anything you have on your desktop or on the web. And it makes integration easy, integration between data on different desktops or on the same desktop between different applications or between the desktop and the web. So everything is made really easy with it because it uses the same standard everywhere. And this is the Nepomuk team, and that's here at Academy. And you can find us and you can ask us questions about Nepomuk. And you can find us on IRC, on Nepomuk AD, and we hope to have a BOF session sometime during the Academy. That's all. Thank you.